They're among the most majestic creatures in the world, growing from 30 to 50 feet long and weighing up to 100,000 pounds. This is the time of year when migrating gray whales are a common sight along the central and south coasts. At Coal Oil Point next to UC Santa Barbara, teams of volunteers gather here daily to count the gray whales, conducting a census as part of an effort to gauge the health of their population.
Gray whales were on the endangered species list. They came off the list in 1994. Part of the laws were that they had to be monitored.
Michael Smith is project coordinator for Gray Whales Count, a Santa Barbara-based nonprofit involved in whale research. The efforts support the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the federal agency charged with protecting gray whales. For the last 12 years, Gray Whales Count has coordinated whale counting efforts from mid-February to the end of May on the Santa Barbara County coastline.
In the Southern California Bight, which is where we are, there are different routes that the whales take, and they are critical to their migration. So we see the general migration, only about 20% go by the near shore in Santa Barbara. But the mothers and calves, between 75 and 95% of the mothers and calves go by our survey station.
Annette Winner of Goleta has been one of the Whale Count volunteers for more than a decade.
I wish it went all year round. I love being outdoors, and I'm just fascinated by the whale. And it doesn't matter how many blows I see or how many whales go by. It seems like it's a fresh experience every time. They're just magnificent creatures.
What does Winner think is the result of a good day of whale watching from the Coal Oil Point post?
Well, good visibility makes a really good day. On a two-hour shift, four whales, that's wonderful. It also depends on how close in they are. You know, at the beginning of the migration, they're further out. It's more exciting as the cows and the calf pairs come up and they're really close in, and that's really exciting. If you get to see a breach, that's even more exciting. So feel pretty good.
Michael Smith with Gray Whales Count says the small army of volunteers is critical in supplementing government efforts to track the health of the gray whale population.
It's a terrific team. We have about 100 volunteers, mostly from the communities of Goleta, Santa Barbara, UCSB, but we have people that come from Thousand Oaks and Ventura, Oxnard, and Lompoc, and places much further away. The wonderful thing for me is there's such a diverse group of people, really interesting, really passionate, really committed. It's really a part of their lives.
With a little more than 2 months left in the season, Smith says the gray whale numbers this year so far are strong, with 661 counted so far at the Coal Oil Point station.
We are seeing more whales. Some of that is weather. We're out here every day, but when it's rainy or foggy or too windy, we have to close down. When we have long stretches of good weather, we're going to count more whales just because we're out here more of the time.
The whales undertake one of the longest annual migrations of any mammal, traveling as much as 12,000 miles round trip. Their winter calving areas are off the coast of Baja California. From February to May, they head north to Alaska, where they feed during the summer. Then in November, they head south again. In the 1999-2000 season, ice cut the whales off from their northern feeding grounds, and a third of the gray whale population died. Issues like that make monitoring the whale population important. They've rebounded, and now their population is estimated at around 20,000. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.